வந்தேகம்
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 11th of August, 1973, in Paris, France.
Vayadhyakshena prakriti svete satcharacharam hetunamena kodya jagat vipriyat prati. This material nature is working under my direction, O son of Kunti, and it is producing all moving and unmoving beings. By its rule, this manifestation is created and annihilated again and again.
So in Krishna is directing that it is endless, the whole path of manifestation. Is it endless? There is some purpose. Otherwise, why God has created and He is directing? These people, they cannot understand.
They are jealous.
Huh?
They have arguments.
What is that?
They will say that if you actually think there is no order behind things, if you throw a ball against a wall.
So who is rascal throwing that ball? Who is that rascal throwing that ball? If you are giving that example, somebody is throwing ball. Who is that rascal throwing that ball?
Let's say someone who wants to prove there's no direction to wave.
Huh? Rascal, as soon as you say throwing ball, somebody is throwing. How can I deny it? He gives the example throwing ball. Throwing ball means somebody is throwing.
The original thrower.
Yes. The motion is given by somebody.
What they said in East Berlin when we were preaching.
Yes.
Was that material nature has always been there. And life has come.
Yes,
from
that
is
it.
Right. Yes, the matter is eternal. They can say anything they want. That doesn't mean it's possible.
Matter is what is that? Let us understand.
They were saying, was, that there is no God behind it.
So why not? Have you got any experience within your experience that anything was there?
Well, that's what they say.
They say that that's still that. That was.
I would say what they say.
Was this tape recorder was existing or somebody was prepared?
Man
has prepared. Yes, somebody must prepare.
But it's man himself
that has created it. But try to understand generally. Anything that you see that is created by man or beast or somebody, it is created. So this cosmic manifestation, why do you say that it is not created? It is created. You do not know who has created. That is your ignorance. But as I have no experience in this material world, it is not created. It is created. You are created still. How can you say it is not created?
But then the profane others say that let us carry that logic to the very end, that even God is created. And why? You say God is having no...
No, cause. No. God is created, you can say, but when a created thing is, then He is not God. Our proposition is that everything is created, but finally, if we find somebody who is not created, then He is God.
But they would say our conclusion was just now that everything has to have been created.
Huh?
Everything has some source of origin.
Yes.
So, if everything has some source of origin, how can there be something that does not have a source of origin?
No, when there is no source of origin, that is God.
Like Krishna showed Arjuna in the universal form, that He established that He was the origin of everything, and He had no cause.
Yeah. cause of all causes. Sarva karana karana. Everything has some cause. But when you finally come to a thing, there is no cause. Then, Vedanta Sutta, Janmantasya Jata, the origin of everything. But he is not originated from something else. That is not. That is called absolute. Everything here is relative. And God is absolute. That is the difference between absolute and relative.
They're like children. They want to see that, they're like children. They want to see that original cause immediately. If they do not see the original cause immediately, they say there is no original cause.
That is childish. That is childish.
Well, then saying someone proposes that God has created everyone equal. God has created everyone equal. God has created all of His children as equal spiritual beings. So why is it that one person is fully conscious and I have no interest in Krishna consciousness? That we're not equal. There's some flaw in God's creation.
No. That is your problem. That is your problem. God says that you simply surrender unto Me. But does it mean that everyone is surrendered to God?
No, then they're not equal.
Huh?
Then God.
No, no, that. Suppose I have got 10 sons or so many disciples. I say that you do this. Somebody may not do it. That independence everyone has got. So after being so-called independent, when he does not do according to the instruction of God, he becomes different. God has created everyone equal. But when he disobeys the order of God, then he becomes different. Where is the flaw in this statement? I say, every one of My students, that don't do this. But if somebody does it, then he becomes different.
Yes, their argument is they will say that just the fact that the living entity has the independence and the possibility is there for him to make a mistake,
yes. They
consider it to be a flaw.
Yes.
It is better to be...
But they consider it to be God's flaw.
No, why God's flaw?
Because He has given us the independence.
Independence means that you may obey Me or not obey Me. It is not My flaw. Otherwise, independence has no meaning. Independence has no meaning. If I give you independence, just like Krishna has given independence to Arjuna, now I explain to you. Now I give you independence, and then you accept or not accept, that's your thing. So this independence has no such quality, accept or not, that is not independence. If one has to be forced by the law of God, that is not independence. Then one does not know what is the meaning of independence.
Then why has He given us independence?
Yes, He must be, because he has got supreme independence, and living entities are part and parcel of God, therefore He must have independence. And that is how He becomes perfect part and parcel.
And as if He did not have independence, that would be the flaw.
Yes. That will be the flaw.
That makes everything complete.
Yes. Independence means that you can do or not do. That is independence.
Your definition of perfect is wrong. It's like this boy's definition of a poet.
He's a rascal. He's simply a poet. It's that too. There are so many parties like that. They are 4 or 5, they make a group and imitate these Beatles. As if Beatles have made money, they love money. And speak out loud. These are very good. So independence means that you can do or not. Just like you as a nation, American nation, you are all independent. But why you go to the jail? Is it government's fault that you go to the jail? Therefore government has fault. Why is this nonsense question? When a man, instead of going to the university, goes to the police custody, is it government's fault? Is it?
Yeah.
Yes? Common sense has that. God has given him independence. If you do something wrong against the will of God, then you must suffer. Therefore we find so many varieties of human entities in different grades of life. That is due to misuse of independence.
Very popular today is the idea that if we are misusing our independence, it's because of our upbringing, our childhood, our society. Something is wrong in our psychology. Not that it's soul, not that it's a question of spiritual problem, but material one, that our parents were cruel or our education was imperfect or something, but not spiritual.
So that is independence. Your parents are clear. Therefore you have revolted against your parents. That is your reason. Why you revolted against parents? Because you have got independence. Otherwise, if you have been stereotyped, say in spite of your father being cruel, you wrong, declare independence and go out from home. Because you have got this independence, therefore you can understand the why shall I obey this father? I go out. That is it. They do not understand the meaning of independence.
Because they lost their independence.
Not lost, misused. Not lost. Independence is still there.
Yeah.
He can go back again
to
father, go back to home, back to God. God says, the Sarvadharma, you have come here to enjoy your independence, but you have created a havoc, entanglement. Now, if you simply surrender unto me, abide by my orders, I give you all concession immediately. You are free from all reaction and come back to me. Therefore God comes to canvas. He sends his devotee to canvas. That you give up your misuse of independence and become happy. That is the consciousness program. But if you still stick to the independence, misuse of independence. Remain here.
The problem with these different discussions is these philosophers are simply stubborn. But when they hear a better philosophy, they still will not change.
That is independence. That is also independence. You accept, yes, what you say is right, but I don't accept. That is also independence. Misuse of independence.
Like
Dhritarashtra,
one of
the
arguments from
Vidura. Yeah. God's creation is perfect. There is no imperfect.
Does there come a time, Srila Prabhupada, when one misuses independence, the independence is taken away? For example,
now why shall he be taken? What he has given to you, why is he taken?
In animal life?
Huh?
Animal life?
Animal life, what is that?
So animals also independent?
Yes. Therefore they are independent.
They say all is instinct.
You say. They say, even all rascals say. But actually this is independence. But because they are animals, they are directed by nature. More or less. Point is, they do not misuse independence as much as a human being does. Just like a tiger, he is to eat animals, killing animals. He does not come to your orchard to steal your food. But you, rascal human being, you eat fruits and animals go. Animal, that is instinct. Suppose, if you put, I've given this example many times, a bag of rice on the street, many birds will come. But he'll eat some grains, 5 grains, 10 grains, or 20 grains, as much as he'll go. But you do the same favor to the human being, there will be fight. Everyone will try to take some more quantity in the house and stop it. Therefore, the human being is more responsible for simple actions.
He thinks the symptom, I'm independent, I will assure you I'm independent, I will misuse my...
No, that's like you are a citizen of French government, you are also independent. The government says that if you do this, then you will be punished. So when you do that, that is misuse of religion. Otherwise you are independent.
So real independence means to surrender then?
Yes, to authority. Because you have to surrender. If you don't surrender to God, then you have to surrender to Maya. Just like you don't surrender to government, then you have to surrender to the superintendent of jail. That's all. If you misuse your independence, you will not be happy. This is the fact. But you have got independence. You can misuse it. That is your freedom. That is your freedom. Freedom means you must have independence. But because you are not absolutely independent, so you suffer. The absolute independence is God, Krishna. That's the government. The government orders, let this crowd be shut. Let there be bullets up. Until some men die. But government is not responsible for such death. But if you kill one man, you will be saved. So your independence is subordinate independence. Similarly, all living entities, they have been given independence by God, but his independence is subordinate to the independence of God. This is our point. Jive Swarupam Itta Krishna Dha.
There's so many young people, when we try to preach to them Krishna consciousness, we explain that it means to accept the position of service position, they reject it because they have no experience in service that is satisfying.
They have rejected so many things, I'm not here for them. That's why the hypocrites, they have rejected so many things. Why should we accept your promise? Why you think that your proposal is so nice, we are accepting it?
Doesn't mean you preach,
you just bring back, chant Hare Krishna, and let him hear, then he will accept. Then he gradually come. Yes. If he's now in disease condition, the very thing is to chant. By hearing the Hare Krishna mantra, he will gradually purify, clean, chaita tarpana marga, polishing. Just like this is unclean, polishing. Then he will see the reflection.